This is the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart of Crystal Lake Tax. And we'd like to humbly let you know that Michael Stewart was recently selected by Wealth and Finance Magazine for Best Retirement Planning in Illinois for 2023. Plus, Crystal Lake Tax was recently chosen by Inc. Magazine for the Inc. 5000 as one of America's fastest-growing private companies. We're honored and proud. Now, here's today's Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart.
If you're looking for financial advice that is not about selling you products, rather having a blueprint that coordinates your investments, taxes, and estate into one plan, all under one roof, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source. Michael is the founder of Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Michael has been a fiduciary financial planner for over 20 years, serving clients across the country on their conservative financial planning needs. Michael is the author of the Amazon book, Purpose-Based Investing, 9 Lessons to Rescue Your Retirement from Wall Street. So let's head over to the drafting table and get this episode of the Retirement Success Blueprint started.
Thanks for joining us for the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. We often hear stories, and the story can sound very similar in two different perspectives, yet there's two completely different outcomes that come from that same story. Well, that can also happen when it comes to retirement income planning, and it happens all the time because we're all different. We all have our own scenarios. We all have how much money we've come to the finish line with, and the question is, do I have enough, and is it going to last? Now, for those new to the show, let me provide a quick introduction. Each week, I share different aspects on wealth management. Wealth management is far deeper than just investment management. You see, most people have an investment plan, just a junk drawer of stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities, but no real plan on how they all fit together. That's why most people just have an investment person, a broker that sells them stuff. Oh, they talk about financial planning, but have they actually done it for you? Or have they only sold you stuff? At my firm, Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we are wealth managers. What's the difference between an investment broker and a wealth manager? Investment brokers only handle your investments. They might meet with you once, twice a year, show you a bunch of charts, tell you your money went up or down, and that's about it. If you need tax strategies, they say, go see your CPA or your tax person. If you got estate planning questions, they tell you, go see your estate planning attorney. Folks, this is your life savings we're talking about. Your advisor should be able to provide the lead on all aspects of your financial life, investments, taxes, estate. We like to consider ourselves the general manager of your financial team, overseeing the other professionals on investments, taxes, and the attorneys so that we provide a holistic plan that addresses all areas of your financial life, not just the investments. Under one roof, we've got fiduciary financial planners. We've got a full tax team, notary, paralegal, legal team for estate planning, one-stop shop. In fact, as a wealth manager and fiduciary for the last 24 years, I've helped successful savers like you with one of their five biggest concerns. First, make smart choices with their money, not take too much risk, just enough to achieve their goals. Most of our clients are near or in retirement, and they understand that they've made and saved most of their retirement funds. They just can't afford for it to go away just because the market does. So they want to make smart choices. Second, wealth enhancement. How do we mitigate taxes? How do we proactively save taxes over your lifetime? Third is wealth transfer. Transfer to heirs with the least costs, least fees, least taxes, least time, and granted, the least government involvement. Four, wealth protection. Do we need life insurance, disability, long-term care? Protect you from unjust and frivolous lawsuits. And the fifth way, if you are charitably inclined, how do you maximize your charitable impact? Assisting our clients with most of these five concerns is where there's real value. Your financial life is more complicated than just investments. We make sure your money's protected, you get all the income and retirement you need, and you're legally paying the least amount of taxes so you can leave the legacy you want. We often hear stories, and that story can sound similar on two perspectives. Yet there are two different outcomes that come from that story. Well, it also happens when it comes to retirement income planning, and it happens all the time because we're all different. We all have our own scenarios. We all have different amounts of money we come to the finish line with. And the big question we're going to answer today is, do I have enough, and is it going to last? And this is one of the most important topics for me. I mean, this one really, really is personal for me. I really hope if you're listening right now that you pay attention to this, because this is really where the world is going, And overall, it's a positive thing. And here's what I mean by that. We've got the internet. We have everything available, information available in a way that's inconceivable to the history of the humankind. This is all amazing, amazing stuff. It's excellent to have all this information at our fingertips. It makes us all smarter, better, more informed, better aware when we make purchases. When we do anything in our lives, it's great. It can be enough rope sometimes to completely hang yourself, though, if you don't know what you're doing with the information. And that's the theme of today's topic. So what I mean by that is financial planning investments are a very, very personal thing. And so this title of the segment is these are examples. And I'm going to give you two different people's situations, which could cause me to give literally the exact opposite advice to each of them. If you're Googling somewhere, hey, should I take Social Security earlier or later? Or hey, should I do Roth conversions? Or should I buy this investment? If you Google that and you think, oh, well, that's the information's out there. What's dangerous about that? It's someone making a claim that you should do this or do that. So I'm about to prove to you that that could be an excellent piece of advice for one person and a horrific, financially life-changing piece of advice for another. And that's the issue. So let me kind of put these examples in here and hopefully help explain it. I just kind of alluded to some of these, right? Social Security. Take someone who is, let's call them 63 years old. Now they're eligible to file for Social Security if they wanted to. They've retired, by the way, so they need income. They're healthy. They've got normal, long expected lifespan, well into their 80s or even beyond. So let's say in their entire world, they saved up $75,000 plus some equity in their home. I would tell this person without a shadow of a doubt to work as long as you can, delay Social Security at age 70 so you can maximize it. Social Security is going to be the biggest part of their specific retirement pie. It's the biggest income source they're going to have. They haven't saved enough. Growing that thing by as much as 8% a year possible, it could be the difference between surviving retirement or not. Now take another 63-year-old who's healthy, same lifespan, but they've saved $2 million. They also want to retire and quit working, and they saved up more than enough to comfortably do that right now and live forever. I'd tell them, take Social Security now. I wouldn't wait till 70. Why? Because by taking Social Security early, and for those of you who have assets, pay attention. By taking Social Security early, it means they won't have to pull as much from their investments, their retirement accounts. It saves more of their money, and more of their money earns more money over time. And in addition, even if Social Security is taxable, the most is 85 cents on the dollar rather than a dollar on every dollar when it comes out of your retirement accounts. So you have to think of it this way, right? If you earn 5% on $2 million, that's $100,000 a year. That is a lot more than a $2,500 a month Social Security check growing at 8% a year. That math doesn't work the same with the person who only had $75,000 saved up, right? It does for the person with $2 million. Now that's again, let's summarize what I'm talking about here. If you're 63 years old with a good lifespan and you're just Googling trying to do your own personal finances, should I take Social Security now or wait? And you see a bunch of articles telling you you should wait to take Social Security? For one person, perfect idea. For another person, bad idea. So how would you know that if you're not an expert? How do you know that if you're just Googling information? That's the problem. Whereas I don't think people do this in other areas. I was talking to my friends. I had this little dermatology issue a little while ago. Luckily, totally got cleared up. Doctor gave me Rinvoq. I don't even remember exactly what that does, but it's like, hey, take this for 14 days. Totally cool. Boom. Good. That'd be like me telling my friends being like, oh, I guess I'll just take Rinvoq. It's like that. That's not how it works, right? Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that with medicine, you don't just ask somebody else. Oh, cool. I guess I'll do that. We know that was specific to your body, something you had, not me. For whatever reason, that doesn't seem to translate when it comes to financial planning and investments. And people think this stuff is more universal. Folks, I'm here to tell you it's not. For those of you out there, look, we go into a couple more examples here. I'm going to give you our number, 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. You can not only call us anytime you'd like to arrange a 15-minute strategy call just to get your questions answered. If you got some of these questions, wondering, is this right for you? You know, A versus B. That's what we're here for. Set up a 15-minute strategy call, get your questions answered. So we've been doing this for well over a decade. We've helped thousands. We just celebrated during our 16th year. I've been doing this for 24 years as a fiduciary financial planner. We have made this as easy as possible, literally no cost at all, no obligation. You can speak with us. We've got financial planners, fiduciaries. We specialize in retirement. Not everybody feels a need to become a long-term client. But whatever your questions are, whatever your scenario is, I beg you, right? If it's not us, have someone who knows what they're doing, that you trust, all about your personal situation. Folks, you worked 30, 40 years in life to save what you've saved to get to this retirement phase where everything drastically changes. Please don't try to make this generic or go about this yourself. If you're not a real expert at this, or you're working with somebody that's just out there to sell you stuff, we'll literally give you all those answers, no cost, no obligation. Again, our number is 866-316-0822. You can always go to the website at crystallaketax.com. Again, crystallaketax.com. You'll see our contact information. We've got several Chicagoland area offices. We've also got offices in Madison. Anything else you'd like to know, just reach out to us that way. So here's another example. Should you pay off your mortgage or not? I'll take one person who's got a 30-year, 3.5% mortgage and a low payment that in retirement, not a problem for them to make with their current cash flow. Let's also say most of their retirement money's in IRAs, which means it would come out taxable. So if we run a retirement plan, I would say, if you pull out income slowly every year from your IRA and you spread it out, you're going to be great, and we're going to go and stay in a low tax bracket. And your cost of debt is so low that we expect to earn more than that 3.5% you're paying on the loan, so don't pay off the mortgage. Now take another person, maybe somebody who's got a 30-year mortgage now and they got a 7% mortgage. They got lots of money just sitting in cash, non-retirement accounts, which they could use tax-free. Well, we don't expect them to earn maybe more than 7% on their money forever without risk. They don't want this high costly mortgage and they don't have a problem paying it off because it's not in the taxable IRAs and it won't be taxable. So maybe that person should pay it off. So I just gave two people opposite advice. One person should pay off a mortgage, another person shouldn't. So what else can we do here? And I alluded to this at the beginning, things like Roth conversions. Okay, so this is a really big one right now that we help a lot of people with. We have a tax practice in-house, an estate practice in-house, and along with the fiduciary financial planning. So I think this is where people get all kinds of varied advice, but not from professionals. So for those of you that don't know Roth conversions, look, taxes in our country might very well go up as soon as January 1st, 2026. That's when the Trump tax cuts, the TCJA, the Tax Cut Jobs Act, expires. And January 1st, 2026, tax rates go back to where they did in 2017. So unless Congress acts, and one thing Congress does well is not acting. So I really think that taxes are going to be higher. That's just my personal opinion, but it's also kind of codified in the law unless they change it. So most people share that fear. Doing Roth conversions kind of like, hey, I'll just pay taxes today rather than future taxes. Now, one couple, let's say they've got strong Social Security, a paid off home, just modest income needs, and they only need to take a little from their IRAs each year, and they're always going to be in a low tax bracket. That means I really don't want them to do Roth conversions, because even if tax rates change in the future, they'll still be in low tax brackets no matter what. Now, take a similar couple, but they've got really large IRAs and they've got Social Security and rental income that gets them by. But when they turn 73 years old, their required minimum distributions are going to be a massive tax problem forever. It might make their Medicare double, triple. And again, the country's tax rate's going to be even higher then. They should be 100% be looking and almost certainly be doing Roth conversions now to avoid future RMD problems, future tax problems, future Medicare problems. Again, one person situation, it's like a no-brainer. You should do Roth conversions. In fact, you're going to kick yourself if you're listening to this and you fall in that category and don't do anything and taxes do go higher someday. I promise. Now, for another person, it's like, hey, I know you've heard about this, but let's look at this. I don't think it applies to you. Think how dangerous that would be to look up and should I do Roth conversions or not on the internet, right? It's crazy. I'm trying to think of other examples that come to mind, pension lump sum or not. A lot of you out there, companies do not want to pay pensions anymore. So companies realized, oh, shoot, this has become normal. We can offer these people a lump sum one-time payout and get them off our books, right? So now they're not on the hook anymore. And we don't have to keep paying them until they're 80, 90, 100 years old behind the scenes. And I'm also seeing those companies giving short windows to make a decision about taking a lump sum of a pension or taking the income benefit. And that feels scary to a lot of our clients. So I was talking to a real estate buddy, a contractor in one of his businesses making people quick cash offers on their homes. And there's a reason they want to do that. They don't want people thinking about it for long periods of time, kind of diagnosing it. A company would like to say, hey, take this now. I'll tell you that sometimes we look at a pension and it's a good time, a good idea to take the pension lump sum. Some companies offer better deals than others, for starters. Also, your situation is different. Sometimes you see someone that's like, hey, I'm working at my company, but my wife also has this huge pension and she gets monthly income from, or we've got rental properties, or maybe we never saved a lot in our 401k. Well, then you should take a pension lump sum because now you've already got income in other places. The other spouse has a pension, you've got rentals, but you didn't really save up a lot. So now you can take the lump sum and something to add to. But we also see other people that have saved up plenty. They don't have good income sources, though. And the pension lump sum the company's offering you maybe is a terrible amount. It's not good. The last thing you should do in that instance is take the lump sum. And that's a gigantic decision to make. And I can't imagine trying to make that uninformed decision. Again, I'll give you our number here in a minute, but there's lots of reasons people come to talk with us. I'm giving you a few examples of just common everyday scenarios that we see from a lot of you over the last 16 years. Maybe you're listening right now, you're one of these scenarios, and I just can't implore you enough that if you don't really feel like a specialist on how to map this stuff out, and frankly, I'd still want a second opinion. I don't know why you wouldn't. It can have really great results or dire consequences in a retirement plan, it really can. Last one I came up with was someone saying, should I invest in an annuity or not? I always tell people, I don't like a lot of annuities that exist out there. They're greatly oversold and it's a big risk to potentially buy one. However, I can think of scenarios where someone is single, has no kids, doesn't like the markets, gets very worried about the direction of our country. Certainly, a lot of stress and anxiety watching the news, seeing where the markets, the economy's bad, or presidential elections coming up. The fact that you can just create your own pension, you can buy some lifetime income annuity that's going to pay you a lot of income on top of your Social Security that you never got to worry about anything again, it'll produce more income than just leaving it in cash or a money market or a TSP fund or something. That person could totally be eligible to buy an annuity, an income annuity, where there's another person, it would be a horrible idea. Look, there are even scenarios out there, right? There are infinite scenarios that we see as financial planners because we do this globally. The difference is we understand the global information. We also just know how it applies, the nuances of any one person situation. Please don't just go out there, read articles and look at this. Oh, this study showed me this. Your situation is vastly different than another person's, and it can very much change what you do. Again, just because somebody else took a medication doesn't mean it's right for your body. And it's the same thing with planning. It's the same thing with taking cookie cutter advice from some broker that's just trying to sell you something or just looking at something on the internet. So we've really tried to make this as easy as possible. I put together what I like to refer to as our Retirement Success Toolkit. Retirement Success Toolkit's got a lot of things in it. Why? Because in retirement, you need a lot of things. It's got a copy of my most recently published book, The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build the Retirement You Deserve. A companion report, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And another report, 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. So the Retirement Success Toolkit can be yours free of charge. Simply raise your hand, give us a call. We'll send it out to you. No cost, no obligation. We'll even cover the postage. 866-316-0822. Again, how do you get that Retirement Success Toolkit? 866-316-0822 or go to crystallaketax.com. Love to get that out to you. No cost, no obligation. We'll mail it at our expense to get this critical retirement success toolkit in your hands today. Folks, 2024 is going to be a lot of volatility, a lot of uncertainty out there. You got an election coming up. The Fed's going to be cutting rates. We're going to try to sidestep a recession. Get this retirement success toolkit so you can be armed with the education and the information you need to have a successful retirement. 866-316-0822 or go to the website crystallaketax.com. This is your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. The Retirement Success Blueprint continues right after this.
This is the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source. When it comes to proper estate planning, there are really only two outcomes. You can leave a legacy, or you can leave a mess. Which one do you want to leave behind? It's important you understand how even the most generous plans for your assets you intended to bequeath can be undone by probate, taxes, legal snags, healthcare costs, and other avoidable pitfalls.
Join Michael Stewart of Crystal Lake Tax for a live in-person workshop on estate planning Thursday, February 15th and Tuesday, February 20th, 6:30 p.m. at Huntley Park District in Huntley.
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Protect your estate against excessive taxes. Spare loved ones the cost and headache of probate. And avoid the most common estate planning mistakes.
Join Michael Stewart of Crystal Lake Tax for a live in-person workshop on estate planning Thursday, February 15th and Tuesday, February 20th, 6:30 p.m. at Huntley Park District in Huntley.
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com. You can leave a legacy or you can leave a mess. Which one do you want to leave behind? Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial.
Thanks for joining us for the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Taxes, taxes, taxes. Yes, we all owe them. The question is, are you overpaying? We need to have strategies put behind them, and then you start thinking about those long-term things like life insurance as it pertains to your estate, your legacy planning. Now, there's always a question, what's the right thing for me? And I hope a lot of you ask that question, but then I also hope that a lot of you pick up the phone, reach out to me and the team at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, because as we say it all the time, we live, eat, sleep, breathe retirement tax-focused income planning. Not only do we have fiduciary financial planners, but we've got a legal team in-house that works with our clients on the estate planning. We've got a tax team in-house. We'll do over 700 tax returns this year. Why would you not want to get that advice where you could coordinate estate, tax, healthcare, and financial planning all under one roof where you get the same set of eyes providing that plan for you? That's what me and the team do. Phone number to get on our calendar, 866-316-0822. Set up a 15-minute strategy call. Get your questions answered. If it makes sense to get together after that, great, we will. If not, you're going to get your questions answered. Just give us a call, 866-316-0822 for Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Just say, hey, I'd like to set up a 15-minute strategy call, and we'll get that set up for you. So let's switch gears here and talk about life insurance as a tax-free strategy as it pertains specifically to your retirement income plan. So some of you may not have heard of this. Some of you may have. How is this whole life insurance? What do you mean by life insurance as an investment? Or what do you mean, can it be tax-free? That's certainly a very hooky thing to hear. Who the heck doesn't want to hear about tax-free for starters? How is something like life insurance versus an investment? Just real quickly, look, there's term insurance, which is like what you get all through your employers your whole life. You just buy term insurance. That means you're renting insurance, just life insurance. It's not an investment whatsoever. Then there's permanent insurance. Now, there's all different types of permanent insurance. I could buy a permanent life insurance policy and say, hey, I want a $1 million policy on myself, and as long as I make these payments forever, it'll never go away. It's not term, I own it, and as long as I pay it, I get it forever. When you buy permanent insurance, there's also different ways you can do it. I can structure it where there's no cash, no investment whatsoever, and I'm just trying to pay as little as possible for the permanent insurance. Or I can basically buy the same insurance, but shove more money into it where it has an investment component inside the insurance, a cash value. It still has insurance, but now this investment component is also building inside. And then there's this whole bunch of different ways you can do that. We're just going to keep this light and hopefully easier for a radio show. But long story short, you might have S&P 500 strategies inside the insurance where you now cash goes to work every year. If the market makes 10%, you might make 10% on the cap, right? Things like that are possible in today's type of life insurance. What's important to know is your cash works internally and it earns a rate of return. There is still the cost of insurance. So if you were to make like 10% of the market in a brokerage account, you might make the full 10% all out and then pay some taxes on it. Whereas in the insurance, you'll make the 10%, but then you subtract the cost of insurance out of it. And that part's really key because it kind of tells you whether or not it's a good idea or not. The younger you are, the healthier you are, the more viable these life insurances can be as a tax-free investment because the cost of insurance is so drastically cheaper for someone younger or healthier you are. Conversely, the older you are, the more expensive the insurance component is, right? It's kind of like I can draw you a curve right through the radio, but picture a curve that steepens drastically. As you start to get in your late 60s, 70s, and 80s, every year you get older, the cost of insurance goes up exponentially. So this is a proverbial question for you as you get into retirement. It's because I'm a retirement tax-focused specialist by nature. Do I do a lot of this for my clients? Not nearly as much just by the nature of my clients being older than as if I worked with, 25, 35, 45-year-olds, which I don't. All this to be said, though, is that if you're still in reasonably good health and you're in your late 50s, you're in your 60s, this can actually be viable. Life insurance is a tax-free investment strategy. It depends on your goals, your strategies, and I've kind of talked about this in the past. I kind of like municipal bonds on steroids, especially when interest rates were low and municipal bonds didn't pay anything. After the cost of insurance, you could still plan on probably making 4 or 5%. We tell people, which could be totally tax-free over the long periods of time, even after the insurance. So don't ever look at this being like, wow, I'm going to make 10% per year tax-free. Don't let somebody sell you like that. That's just an insurance salesman. Could the market do pretty well? And if you're in reasonably good health, could you be doing 6, 8% over time? You could, even after the cost of insurance. Again, you get access to the cash value tax-free. You also would get market-linked gains, tax-deferred to tax-free. And God forbid, in the event something happened to you, your beneficiaries would get a tax-free death benefit. You've just leveraged dimes for dollars. Again, I try not to fully quote that or certainly higher than that, but really there's no market risk. Because when the market goes down, you don't lose anything, but when it goes up over time, you get some earnings. It's considered a very safe strategy from an investment point, and it can be tax-free when you structure it properly, which is great. So if you're somebody who's very conservative investor, you're in a high income tax bracket where tax-free matters a lot, it's not off the table as an investment. Especially because let's also say that you sort of might have a life insurance or long-term care need too. Hey, God forbid I pass away early in retirement. It's nice knowing I've protected my family. They're going to get a tax-free payout. But it's not just an investment. Or if I have a long-term care event someday, some of these are structured in a way that they pay for your long-term care tax-free, which could be huge, right? You're just borrowing against the death benefit. When you kind of factor that stuff in, it's not when structured correctly for the right person and the right reasons. It totally could be viable, and it very much gets oversold as well, in my opinion. People out there, insurance agents can make huge commissions off of these things. And so it's basically overselling tax-free to everybody. Just be a little careful when you go in that world. And if you're interested in this world one way or another, like, hey, I'm kind of trying to talk to somebody about why I should or shouldn't do this. Just reach out to us. Let us know. As fiduciary financial planners, we're fiduciaries. We have insurance licenses. We're good at understanding insurance like insurance agents that are out there, but they're only insurance agents. We want to look at your life as a holistic standpoint. We want to marry any insurance conversation with your investment goals, your income goals, your estate planning goals, and just as specifically, your tax planning goals. We're happy to help tell you if something's not the case too. That's hopefully, in my opinion, the advice that I think most customers want. I want to give you our number once again. If you've got questions on potential tax-free income strategies in retirement, or, does life insurance as an asset class actually make sense specifically for you? Give us a call, 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Call us, get something scheduled. It's a 15-minute strategy call to get your questions answered. You can also go to the website, crystallaketax.com. So there's so much talk going on about long-term care. We're going to kind of shorten this here today for time's sake. And here's the thing about long-term care. It is the first time in the history of human beings we're even thinking about this stuff. And I always say it's hyperbolic. I get it. Been thousands of years of human history, we just didn't live this long, ever. We certainly didn't live well into our 80s and the masses and just stop working. And so if we get older, we get more frail. We have more things that could happen to us. It could be cognitive impairments. It could be strokes. These are horrible things. But it's much more likely for the first time ever that this is something's going to happen to you if you're in your 60s or beyond compared to any time in human history. People have been dying forever. So there was a life insurance industry and companies kind of knew relatively how to price this stuff and how to do this stuff. People just haven't done this ever. And so insurance companies got this all wrong. They drastically underestimated how people would have long-term care events 20, 30 years ago. And they drastically underestimated how many people, when they buy long-term care policies, would keep them and actually use them. And they got destroyed from a profitability standpoint to where almost nobody offers traditional long-term care insurance anymore. When they already sold it to people over the years, they had to go back to the insurance commissioners and say, hey, look, we're going to go bankrupt unless you let us increase people's premiums. And so that's a bunch of really unhappy customers. All of you that may have been getting notes over the last decade saying you have to pay more and more and more and more money for the same coverage, or if you want to pay the same amount of money, they're going to reduce your coverage. So just to know off the bat, if you are in your 60s, especially if you're married, there's a 70% chance that one of you is going to have some sort of long-term care event. That's a high chance. When you look at all the other insurance, nobody wants to use insurance, but you have a higher likelihood of needing some sort of long-term care coverage than you do getting in a car accident or your house burning down. It is a product of how much healthier we are and how much more medical knowledge there is, which is what allows us to get those more advanced stages in age in the first place. But it exists nonetheless. So when we talk with our financial planning clients, when we're going to bring up the long-term conversation, all we say is, if we had a healthcare event, we needed home-based healthcare or long-term care, how would we pay for it? For those of you that have tons of money, millions in your IRAs, and that makes up the bulk of your wealth, I really caution you to don't think that that's how you're going to pay for it. If all of a sudden you're paying in today's dollars, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 a month or more every month in long-term care, you start adding that and your taxes are going to blow that up on you, it's going to be crushing. Not only that, I always make this other particular point that even financial advisors don't seem to make. In retirement, anybody's allowed to deduct medical expenses above 7.5% of your adjusted gross income. If you've ever heard out there, well, I'm a senior, I got lots of medical expenses I write off. That's only true on medical expenses that are above 7.5% of your adjusted gross income. So let me give you an example. If you're making $100,000 a year in retirement between Social Security, IRA distributions, pensions, whatever the sources, the first $7,500 in medical expenses out of your own pocket are not able to be written off because the first 7.5% of your AGI, your adjusted gross income, is not deductible. Now, my point is, if you had a tax-free source of income, like a long-term care policy or using equity in your home, if you were paying for long-term care, if something tax-free, it's going to keep your adjusted gross income down, which means all those long-term care expenses, you might get a huge deduction for them, which is great. This is one of the great things about owning a tax practice. We can share this information with you. Conversely, you start paying for long-term care with IRA money, you've increased your AGI, your adjusted gross income, which means those same medical expenses aren't write off. So it's a double tax whammy. Not only are you getting taxed on the IRA, but now you can't write off those medical expenses because you increased your income because you took the money out of the IRA. More taxable income means less write-offs on the same medical expenses. I'm just here to tell y'all, if you got assets, but a lot of them are in retirement accounts, and you think that's your long-term care plan someday, frankly, think again. First of all, God forbid it doesn't happen to you. I get that. I know that's a prevailing attitude of a lot of people, which is why they don't like to talk about long-term care planning. Who the heck wants to think about this stuff? And I'm not going to sit here on my high horse. I'm not even the best person constantly doing due diligence on my own health. You can ask my wife about that. I'm not great at it. Do as I say, not as I do. A little bit of that going on right now. I'll guiltily put my hand up. But you got to think about this stuff, especially if you're in your late 50s, early 60s. That's the sweet spot. If you're between 58 and 64, that is the perfect pricing time for competitive long-term care. If you need that, reach out to us. Let's get you a quote. Let's have you understand how you'd pay for it. I'm just telling you, it's something that you're going to need. And if you'd like help on how to map out your overall retirement plan, not just your investments, but your income, your taxes, your estate, your long-term care, what this conversation's look like within your overall retirement plan, reach out to us at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Let us know. As I've mentioned, and I will again, we've been doing this for over 16 years. We've helped thousands of people. We are financial planners, fiduciaries, retirement specialists, tax-focused. We have a legal team in-house. We work with clients on estate planning. We've got CPA and an enrolled agent where we have a tax practice in-house in addition to fiduciary financial planners. We eat, sleep, live, breathe this stuff. There's really nothing in your situation we haven't done. We've helped hundreds and hundreds of times before. You work too hard your whole life to save up what you have. Let us really help you map out this whole thing, get you a blueprint so you make no mistakes and you're optimizing everything that's going on. To get some peace of mind, a little bit of clarity, a little bit of confidence about where you are right now, When would you like to know? I assume today. We'll knock those things off the list for you. Our number here is 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822. You can call, ask for a 15-minute strategy call to get your questions answered. If it makes sense to meet, great, we'll know that. If it doesn't, perfectly fine, you get your questions answered. 866-316-0822. Or you can hit us up at crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. I'm your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. We've got more Retirement Success Blueprint right after this.
You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. As an added bonus, just for listening, we've created a companion piece to today's program, the Retirement Income Report. We know you'll find this companion piece a valuable tool. For your free copy of the Retirement Income Report, just reach out to the show.
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Have you missed any of today's Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart? No problem. You can hear all of our shows online anytime 24/7 at crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. Time now for the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial.
Thanks for joining us for the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. You hear us talk a lot on the show about building your portfolio. And yes, we've all had portfolios of one thing or another in our lives. Heck, we used to have to put our portfolios together as assignments, whether you're in high school or college. Well, now we're going to talk about retirement portfolios. The retirement income, which is just so key, because in retirement, income is the outcome. You have to have income in retirement to drive that retirement bus. So let's talk about building the retirement portfolio and the steps that me and the team take to help you build the portfolio, just so it's easy to understand. Now, this is twofold here. One is, if you're out there as my do-it-yourselfers, hopefully this helps. Maybe sure you're doing it right. For those of you that are like, well, I'm not really sure what's going on with my 401k or my IRAs or my investment accounts, I need you to pay attention. I'm going to try to break this stuff down in kind of more higher level, easy step. And what you should take out of this is either, okay, great, I'm going to follow these steps, or I know how to do it. Or you might say, I can't even follow these steps. I need some help. Either one's good, right? We got to acknowledge it. That's half the problem. We always talk on the show about thyself, know thyself. So that's my goal. How do you go from start to finish? How do you build a portfolio? How do your investment accounts end up properly? Step number one is, you need to understand if a portfolio is even the right investment for you. That's steps before you even get to the rest. And that's what's important, is always understand the goal of this particular money. What is the purpose of this particular money? Most people never stop to think, what rate of return do I need my money to earn to accomplish my goals? What do I need? It's usually just a lot of times by like, oh, I heard about this investment, so I bought it. Or the market went up, so I bought it. Or Bitcoin went up, so I bought it. And so let's so say your particular goal for this money was your kid's college in a few years, or a down payment on a home in a few years. You should probably keep this safe and not really take chances or put it in a portfolio. Today's world in particular, right? There's a lot of volatility, a lot of uncertainty. Because as we sit here today, money markets are paying you 4 or 5%. Why not get 5% insured and just let it sit there for 3 to 5 years? In other words, I'd make a big argument that if your goal is money, that's something you need over the next 1 to 3 years, I wouldn't even be talking about a portfolio. Let's just get the best safe fixed 5% plus rate we can. Or let's say you wanted steady, reliable income. You're like, hey, my goal for this money is to live off of it for retirement. I want steady, reliable income, and I don't want a lot of volatility. I don't want to see my money. It freaks me out if it goes up and down. I don't like a lot of risk. Well, maybe it's stable rental property. Maybe it's stable real estate type of investments, not best for your portfolio. Again, the first step is to understand your goals, your time frame, liquidity needs. Do you need access to the money? What style of investments you're comfortable with, and what are you not? It's who you are as a person. Now, if ultimately it's something long-term and it's growth-oriented, then yes, let's talk about a portfolio. Let's talk about market-based stuff. But it's important to note that. Now, step two, now we realize, let's say we got to a point, okay, the rest of the money is for a portfolio. What's the next step? It's the proper risk tolerance for your portfolio, but it's also the risk capacity of your portfolio. And I'll explain both of those. Again, if you've got this long term, you don't need this money for 10, 20 years, your whole goal is like, I just want to maximize growth. I don't really want to look at it, pay attention to it. Then yeah, it should probably be a lot in stocks, an all equity portfolio. That makes sense. Let's say you're the kind of person who wants to be a little bit more balanced. You don't want a lot of risk, but you do want some market upside. Well, then maybe we're talking about a 50-50, 60-40 stock bond type portfolio with maybe a little cash in there. The reason why this step is so crucial, it's the number one reason the average person is so bad at investing over time. And let me repeat that. The average person is really bad at investing over time. Everybody thinks they're better than average. I promise you, there's an average out there for a reason. In the market, by the way, the average doesn't mean like 50% of people or 50% on both sides. It's more like 5 to 10% of people make most of the money in the market, while the other 90, 95% of people make emotional mistakes and hand those 5 or 10% of people all the money over time because they chase. They make the wrong decisions at the wrong times. They get greedy when things are good. When the market goes up, they take more risk than they need to, and then they give it all back because they bought at the top. Or they sell out just as the market's about to bottom because they felt so bad at 10%, they didn't like it at 15. They were squiggling in their seats at 20%. I'm out of here, I sold. And then at 25%, it's the bottom of the market and boom, off to the races for the next 3 years. If it's not you, you know people like that. Every week I'm sitting and talking with prospective clients coming from the radio show. And I can't tell you how many times I keep hearing, well, because of 2008, because of COVID, what I did in those 3 weeks, it has dramatically changed negatively what's happening in their financial portfolio and their financial lives today, 4 years later, 14 years later. There's this company that puts out a report, Dalbar, and they have this great study. They look at 10 years worth of tons of average people's returns in their portfolio. So they take it from rolling 10-year periods. And they found out that these people that followed made 8.7% a year, which sounds pretty good, right? Until you realize that the S&P 500 over that time frame did 16.6% a year. This is from 2012 to 2021. And even a 60-40 portfolio, 60% stocks, 40% bonds, returned 11.1% a year. Remember, I said the average person made 8.7. The average person underperformed a 60-40 portfolio by about 30% and only got about half of the potential upside. Why? Because of timing. Mad decisions, lack of direction. So what explains this average person that did so much worse in either style of a portfolio? It's buying and selling at the wrong times. It's doing the wrong things at the wrong times. They may feel good at that time, right? Market's shooting up, you throw it in, you feel good because it went up the next day. Or you got this cathartic, oh, everything's great now because I sold out. You know, I don't have to worry about this pain, these losses anymore. But what causes people to do that? It's when scary stuff happens. It's when you have an all-equity portfolio and the pandemic happens and you freak out and you sell in week three of the bottom and it rallies 300% up from there. Then you miss all these gains, like massive, massive, life-changing gains, and you never really recover from that. Then you end up being this people in the study, 2008 happens. Sometimes it's even less severe stuff. It's just bad couple of months, a bad report from China, a presidential election not going the way you want. If you've got a history of that, if you just flat out don't like the market swings, then you got to build a portfolio first and the risk tolerance, the risk capacity that's appropriate for you. That's the only way you're going to stay on this ride. That's why step two is so important. Another part of that is what we call risk capacity. Okay, you may be comfortable taking risk, but can you afford to take that level of risk at this stage of your life? Right? So you got $1 million portfolio, you want to be 100% all in the market. You're like, I'm comfortable with risk. I have a high risk tolerance. Great. Market goes up 20%. You have $1.2 million. Is your lifestyle really going to change because you went from $1 million to $1.2 million? Probably not. But if you're knocking on the door of retirement or you're in retirement and the market drops 20% like it did in 2022, guess what? Your million is now $800,000. Is that going to change your lifestyle in retirement? Yeah, heck yeah, it will. Step three of this process, I call it location, 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 just like real estate portfolios. Portfolios show that most returns over time are about being in the right location, not even about the right individual stocks. The best house in a bad neighborhood doesn't make you as much as the worst house on Rodeo Drive, right? Same concept. You don't want to be in England during the Brexit. you do want to be in small cap stocks after Trump got elected initially because the tax code would favor small cap stocks. You don't want to be in tech stocks when interest rates shot up early in 2022, right? A lot of those stocks were down 50, 60, 70, 80% with inflation happening. Understand, again, either have to do this stuff yourself or realize you can't. And this is where professionals come in. It's understanding the right locations in your portfolio now based on where the economy is, based on where the markets are, based on where markets are heading, that you know it should be made up in the first place. And then step four is what investments go into each slice of that pie. Your portfolio should look like a big pie chart. Each slice is the thing we just talked about. We got U.S. large cap stocks. We got technology. We've got short-term bonds. We got international stocks. We've got some insurance products that we can't lose any money on, right? Something that's insured, something that's safe. There are a million mutual funds and index funds and ETFs, et cetera, out there, literally just tens and tens of thousands. What's the very best ETF or fund that fits into each slice of that pie? Not just now, but over time. How does it change? Some funds historically do much worse than other options and can cost you a lot of money along the way. Some funds can cause you more in taxes than other things like ETFs along the way. In summary, step one is know your goals and your money and whether a portfolio is even the right thing in the first place. Step two, know your risk tolerance, your risk capacity, your comfort level to build the portfolio so you're actually comfortable staying along for the ride. Everybody wants the long-term returns, but they don't stick in the portfolio for the long term. Step three, location, location, location. Understand what areas make up your portfolio. And then step four, which securities, which funds, which ETFs, et cetera, are the best piece to fit each slice of the pie, and how do you manage that over time? For some people, you feel very comfortable with that. I'd say that's usually a smaller percentage of people. If that's not you, don't feel bad. Most people, this is kind of dawning, and that's really where people like us come in. Either you'd like a second opinion on what you're currently doing, maybe a first opinion if you never had it, and you think we're a pretty perfect place to come in and get this because there's no cost, no obligation. We're financial planners. We're tax-focused. We have a tax team in-house, a legal team in-house. We are fiduciaries. We are tax-focused retirement specialists. We eat, sleep, live, breathe this stuff. We've helped tens of thousands over our decade plus, 16 years of doing this. We'd love to help you next. Our number, 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Call us, or you can always go to the website, crystallaketax.com. When we come back, we're going to finish up today's show with one more important segment. You are listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, with offices in Illinois and Wisconsin, and serving clients all throughout this great country. We'll be right back.
You're locked on to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source. When it comes to proper estate planning, there are really only two outcomes. You can leave a legacy, or you can leave a mess. Which one do you want to leave behind? It's important you understand how even the most generous plans for your assets you intended to bequeath can be undone by probate, taxes, legal snags, healthcare costs, and other avoidable pitfalls.
Join Michael Stewart of Crystal Lake Tax for a live in-person workshop on estate planning Thursday, February 15th and Tuesday, February 20th, 6:30 p.m. at Huntley Park District in Huntley.
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Protect your estate against excessive taxes, spare loved ones the cost and headache of probate, and avoid the most common estate planning mistakes.
Join Michael Stewart of Crystal Lake Tax for a live in-person workshop on estate planning Thursday, February 15th and Tuesday, February 20th, 6:30 p.m. at Huntley Park District in Huntley.
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com. You can leave a legacy or you can leave a mess. Which one do you want to leave behind? Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I'm your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And as I wind down this show today, I want to noodle on some stats here. Now, I always had this, was worked at a university at one point in my life. The one person I worked with who was in the athletic department said, the stats will confess to anything if you torture them long enough, which I thought was absolutely a classic statement. So there's a lot of misleading stats, and a lot of people hear a stat and they hang on to it like grim death for the rest of their life. And that stat may really, when you bake it all apart, might actually be wrong. So let's explain how this goes as it pertains to retirement income planning. So I read a book on how to lie using statistics once. There's a whole book dedicated to it. It's really well done. Here's one. Since 1926, the market's provided an average annual return of around 10%, which is true and misleading at the same time. If an investment makes 50% 1 year, loses 50% the next year, the average annual return is zero, but you actually lost 25% of your money, or averaged a loss of 12.5% per year. Think about that. Do the math. You had $100, you lose half, you got 50. If you make 50% back, you only got $75. Your money does not make the same trip as the averages do. The average annual return of the market, yes, is around 10% over the long term, but it doesn't mean you actually made 10% that whole way. In fact, you made much less because that lost years and then having to recoup that. Now, in a retirement plan, be very, very careful what you're assuming that you're going to earn on your money and the kind of what those assumptions look like. It can be a big, big difference in your plan, and you don't want to overassume something and run out of money because of it. And I want to underscore that with all the volatility the last 4 years we've seen in the market, you don't want to run out of money because of it. And since, as I mentioned, 1926, the market has averaged 10%, and this is a really good point, you should rarely expect to make around 10%, rarely. You should rarely expect to get the average. And isn't that kind of odd? In 97 years of what I just talked about, from 1926 through 2022, only six of those years finished around 10% up. It's wild. The point of this is, can you handle the volatility? It looks really easy to look at the stats and graphs and say, okay, intellectually, I know what I'm getting into. And I know that if I'm in the market, that if I just let it sit there, I don't panic. I don't sell low. And then again, 2008 happens, a pandemic happens. I'm talking really scary, never seen before, crazy, crazy stuff that makes you believe in your soul that the world's collapsing around you. And it's like, forget everything I learned. This is different. We've been doing this for over 16 years. We've helped tens of thousands of people here. We've worked with clients all across the country. We've got offices in Madison, in the Chicago area. Whatever your questions are, whatever your scenarios are, believe me, we've seen it. We've done it probably hundreds of times over. You work way too hard, save up all your life going into retirement. Whether it's a first opinion or a second opinion, however we can help, we're happy to do it. Just reach out, book your 15-minute strategy call, and we will send you a retirement success toolkit. It's got a copy of my book in it, The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build the Retirement You Deserve, a companion report, Are You Paying Too Much in Taxes?, and another report, 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. 866-316-0822 or go to crystallaketax.com. Thanks for joining us in this week's Retirement Success Blueprint. This is your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. If you enjoyed the show, tell a friend. If you know someone that could use conservative, tax-focused financial planning advice, don't keep us a secret. Till next week, be safe, be humble, and never settle for anything less than you deserve.
That's all the time we have for today. To speak with Michael off the air, call 866-316-0822. And for more information about how to make the switch to retirement income, visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Michael will be back again next week at this same time for another Retirement Success Blueprint.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm. Crystal Lake Tax and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are not associated entities. Crystal Lake Tax is a franchise of Retirement Income Source, LLC. Retirement Income Source, LLC and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are associated entities.